What's going on, everybody? This is the Passive Wealth Strategy Show, the show that will teach you how to build wealth with real estate without buying yourself another job. As always, I am your host, Taylor Lote, and today we are joined by Coach Dan Gordon. We're going to dig into business ownership, entrepreneurship, and how to help you be a better performer in your real estate investing business. A little bit about Coach Dan. Back in 2016, he made a mistake that destroyed his marketing company and cost him over $80,000. That's pretty painful, something that a lot of us might not have the will and the boldness to come back from, but he did, and he's much better for it. Dan, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I genuinely appreciate it. And I love talking with entrepreneurs, love helping them, and man, let's dive in.
Love it. So we were talking a bit before we started recording about this idea of internal problems and external problems. And we all have these internal and external problems, and you help folks solve both internal and external problems, but we get the highest leverage out of solving our internal problems. Can we set up some barriers or some definitions around internal and external, and then we will dig a bit deeper?
Yeah. So look, we all have what's called an internal representation, right? It's like, I have an idea of who I am and what I'm capable of. Now, that may or may not be true. And now that's based on the things I've done and the things I think I can do without getting into too much trouble, right? So what happens is that this internal representation is designed to keep us safe, right? Now, so our 75% of our thinking is focused on safety. So that means not making the kind of mistakes that could be financially or emotionally devastating. And so we tend to be pretty careful. And we also tend to project ourselves into the future and think about the things that could go wrong. I'm sure you've heard the term plan for the worst, hope for the best, right?
Yeah.
But what that actually is, because the mind will move towards whatever you think. So if you're planning for the worst, you're actually going to create the worst. Right. Or at the very least, you're not going to create what you're ultimately capable of achieving. In order to achieve the things that you want to achieve, it isn't just about believing, oh, anything is possible. It is understanding that your biology is geared towards keeping you alive. Right. Everything within you is designed. Every living thing is designed to stay alive. Like, it's why plants turn towards the sun. Right. So because of that, staying alive to your basic systems is not making mistakes that could be painful, because that internal part of you doesn't know the difference between the fear of losing a bunch of money and the fear of dying. So it looks at them as the exact same way. So when you're thinking about the future and your mind is geared towards preventing something bad from happening, you're naturally going to think of awful things happening. And because of that, you're going to think, oh, I better not do that, right? So you're going to keep yourself from making mistakes. The deeper part of that, and this is the more insidious part, is how we treat ourselves when we make a mistake. I want you to think, Taylor, of the last time that you lost a significant amount of money.
I will honestly admit that my losses in investments have never crept out of the single thousands of dollars. I haven't lost big money at this point, but enough that, you know, it doesn't feel good.
Right. Okay. So like, think of a time where you lost a couple thousand.
Yeah. Right? It's happened.
Now, right. You didn't feel great about that, right?
No.
In fact, you probably felt pretty bad.
It was a tough lesson to learn. I delved into, frankly, options trading, which I know nothing about, and lost some money on it.
Okay. And so here's the thing I call the Monday morning bathroom mirror, right? You make a mistake, and as you're getting ready, you look in the mirror and you just go, oh, idiot, right? And okay, if you're just listening, you can't see, Taylor just had a big smile. We call that a recognition response, all right? So that's the way we treat ourselves when we make a mistake. Oh, I can't believe I did that, right? And you think about how long you thought about that mistake, how many times you played it over in your mind over and over again. Now, what we tend to think of is, well, I'm doing this to prevent myself from doing this in the future, right? I mean, like, this is how I keep myself from making another mistake. I keep focusing on the mistake. But what it actually is you're beating yourself up. You're hurting yourself. You're telling yourself you're stupid. You're an idiot. Like, how could you? And what that does is it tells that internal system that this is something that is extremely painful. Stay away from it. Right. So you become risk averse. So the reason you haven't lost tens of thousands of dollars, which like to anybody else, like, oh, wow, that's really great that you haven't done that. But to me, Taylor, I say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you haven't lost over $10,000 because what that is telling me is that you are not taking the bigger risks that will allow you to create massive amounts of wealth. Now, look, I want to be clear. I don't want you to lose a lot of money. Like that is not, that is not what I'm saying, right? And this isn't like teeing up to like, hey, you know, join this thing. What I'm saying is that these small mistakes got inside of you and they live inside of you and they whisper in your ear. And so when it comes time to take a bigger risk, they start whispering, don't do this. Remember what happened last time. And because of that, you become more risk averse, you become more careful, and you become less kind to yourself. As opposed to, there's two things that you do to avoid this from happening. And this is something that I learned the hard way, right? As you said, in the beginning, I lost $80,000. And I was literally on the floor in snot and tears, right? My marketing company collapsed. I made one mistake. In a month, I lost all that money. I was $30,000 in debt. I was looking at homelessness, right? It was tremendously painful. But what I eventually found was the lesson inside of it. I found why I did it. And here's the truth, and this is a foundational truth of all of us. Any situation that you found that you find yourself in, you created it. Right? It's not bad luck. It's not, oh, this person. Yeah, you can tell that story and you can find the story as to why it's somebody else's fault, but you created it, and you created it for the purpose of freeing yourself. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. Anything that you do substantially, and this is both things that you enjoy and things that you don't enjoy, but we're focused right now on the things that you don't enjoy because that's where our mind goes. So in that moment of being on the floor, and not in the first moment, but at some point, I asked myself, why did I choose to lose $80,000? Let me work backwards. And what I discovered is I had a marketing company. I hate marketing. I'm just really good at it. It was never supposed to be a job. And what I was put on this earth to do was to be in the changing people's lives business. Now, I used to fly around the world teaching personal development courses. And I got out of the personal development thing. I didn't like it because people will only work so far on their personal development and then they give up. Right. So I wasn't moving the needle on people and on humanity. So I gave that up and I was in business. But there was always an element of personal development in what I did, but I was afraid to jump in full. I was afraid to say, screw marketing. I'm just going to be in the changing people's lives business. So this is what I did. Beneath the level of my awareness, I hired a pathological liar into my company. Why? To destroy it. Because I didn't have the courage to step away. I was company gone, no money, nothing. I now was free. Right? This is how I freed myself from any obligation of the big time group, my marketing company. And I said, okay, I'm going to get back to doing what I love and what I'm supposed to do, which is being the changing people's lives business. 8 months later, from the day I lost everything, I walked out on stage in Dallas, Texas, being paid $10,000 for my very first speaking gig. The journey, and this is why it's important for you who are listening right now, the journey from the floor to the stage was a journey of massive transformation. It was a journey of doing uncomfortable things. It was a journey of stepping into the things that set off the bells and the buzzers and the alarms in my head that said, don't do these things. It's stupid, right? Who was going to hire a business coach who just failed at business? Like, what a stupid idea. But I said, I'm either a fraud or great at this, and I'm going to find out what it is. I'm going to find out which one that it is. And this is what is true in each one of our struggles and our potential for growth and greatness. We are either going to recognize that we are great at something or that we are not. And we're going to face that mirror head on. And if we are not great at the thing that we think that we could be great at, we have two choices: about face, or, you know, pivot, go in a different direction, or get better at it. But you're going to reveal your truth. You're going to reveal who you truly are. And that's where being kind to yourself comes in. Because ultimately, I had to say, I did this thing for the purpose of freeing myself. That was a good thing that I did, right? The entire scope of all of that. And this is before I got successful. I had to cut myself a break and say, this was the best choice I could make. This was a good thing that I did. And I forgave myself, and I put out of my mind the judgments that I usually have on those kind of things.
So in the real estate space, I feel like I see people making the about face decision way too much when they're brand new. Now, I say I haven't lost tens of thousands of dollars in business, fortunately, to this point. Part of that is luck. Maybe some of it's not making huge bets, but I think a lot of it is due to the fact that I didn't give up. I decided to continue to get better and work and continue to build the business until it paid off, and it did. But if I would have just turned around and walked away, then I certainly had the opportunity to lose tens of thousands of dollars back at that time. But I think a lot of people in real estate investing will invest in some marketing to send some mailers out to properties. And when they don't do a deal from those first 200 mailers, they say, well, this stuff doesn't work, and they lose money on that. Or they do it for a little while, work on it for a quarter, and it doesn't turn out in that period of time. So they say, this stuff doesn't work, I'm going to give up and never going to be a real estate investor. They just about face too soon.
Right.
How do you know whether you should about face or stick it out and work on getting better at whatever the thing is?
Okay. That's a great question. I love it. First, I want to talk about what you just said with the marketing, right? If most people dated the way that they marketed themselves, this is what they would do. They would go running into a bar and scream, who here wants to go home with me? Right. And when nobody showed up, or the people who did show up, you were like, rah, right. You'd say, oh, dating doesn't work. Right. And then all your married friends would go, you know, that's not actually dating. Right. And by the same thing, sending out a bunch of mailers is not marketing, right? It's actually cowardice, right? You're hiding behind something and hoping it works, so you don't have to expose yourself, right? So you don't have to take any real risk of faith and confidence, right? This other thing is going to represent me. I don't have to do anything. Okay. That's one. How do you know? How do you know when it's time to give up? You know, it's time to give up when you've gone splat against the wall five or six times and it's not working. That's when you give up, right? You don't give up when it doesn't work and you feel bad, right? I got to tell you something. Obi-Wan Kenobi was wrong. Do not trust your feelings, Luke, because your feelings will take you in all different directions. What you trust is the empirical evidence, right? Okay, I did this thing. It doesn't work. All right, let me research. How often you try one thing and it works, or how often you should try one thing, it didn't work, and then give up, right? Let me study successful people, right? Do successful people try and try and try and fail, fail, fail? Yes. Okay. Do I want to be successful? Yes. I should probably do what they do. All right. That's the empirical evidence, right? If you go, well, this doesn't feel right. You're giving in to what I was talking about before, that ego part of you that's just trying to keep you safe, right? Our internal systems are like the ultimate helicopter parent, right? Don't do that. You'll get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. This idea, okay, of going splat against the wall five or six times and that being the sign that maybe you should turn around. But that first time you go splat against the wall, your gut wants to tell you, you shouldn't do that, because our survival mechanisms built into us don't want us to do that. They want us to run away from those splats against the wall and to not improve.
Yeah. And there is no way around this. Sorry. If there was a way around it, trust me, I would have figured it out, because I have studied successful people all of my professional career. And I mean, I'm talking from the Richard Bransons to Dr. King, Mother Teresa, all the people who have done great things in the world. Right? Those are the people that I've studied. And what I found is there's a thread that runs through them all. I'm a systems guy. I love breaking things down into systems. Why I'm good at business. A business is a system. If your business sucks, it's because your systems suck. Point blank. Now, there's a few things that all successful people have running through them. One, they weather the storm of being disliked. Right? If you want to make it big in the world, people are not going to like you. And the fact about that is that if you're focused on people who are not liking you or struggling with that, you are focused in the wrong direction. Because the bigger you play in life, the bigger target you paint on yourself. Right? So you have to have a certain sense of resilience about that struggle, about that sense. Right? Now, again, that's built into our humanity to be liked by people. And why? Right? Because when we lived in caves and we lived in groups, we could not live on our own. Right? So if we were ejected from the group, that was death. That was certain death. Right? We needed to farm together. We needed to hunt together. We needed to protect ourselves together. That is still inside of us. That's why rejection hurts so much. It's the fear of death. Right? I am being ejected from the group. So this is another thing that sets off the bells and the buzzers and alarms that you have to ignore. That you have to actually not ignore, but build a relationship with. Build a relationship with those parts of yourself that you struggle with.
So that's an interesting way to put it. Build a relationship with the parts of yourself that you struggle with.
Yeah.
What can you do to do that? I mean, is it a matter of building confidence in yourself and being comfortable in your own body? I mean, is it having a hobby that you enjoy that you can just get away from life for a little while and reset? I mean, is it cold plunges, which is the big thing right now?
I wish it were a thing, right? I wish it were a thing that you could do and then it does it. Okay. First of all, like, I love your questions. It's great. What do you do to build that relationship? So the first thing is you want to think about this as if you've been shipwrecked on an island with someone that you don't get along with, right? Every belief that you have about how to get rescued from the island and how to survive on the island, this other person believes the opposite. And there is no convincing you or the other, like the other person's trying to convince you how to do it. So the whole thing doesn't work. The only thing you two agree on is that you need to work together to survive. But everything else, you're complete in opposition with. So one day, what you do is you go to the person, you say, look, clearly we're not agreeing on anything. Can we just get to know each other a little bit? All right? Can we just, like, where are you from? What's your favorite movie? Like, what, you know? And you get to know the person. And you get to understand them. You get to understand where they're coming from. And then their opposition starts to make sense. Now, how do you do that internally? All right. You become aware of what you're struggling with. And that, so for instance, let me give you my own example. Like, I have a lot of fear. I'm afraid almost all the time. When I wake up in the morning, I feel afraid. Because there's a shit ton of things I have to do, and I'm not sure how to do them perfectly. Because like anybody else, I don't want to fail. So my eyes open up, and I go, holy crap, there's that thing I have to do. So the thing that I understand is that part of me that's afraid is trying to protect me. Right? It's not trying to hurt me. It's not trying to keep me small. It just wants to protect me. Right? It's that other person on the island that goes, don't build a fire because pirates could see it and they could come and kill us, right? And so it's like, I start with this. Hey, I get it, right? That part inside of me. I speak to it out loud or I think to it. Look, I get it. I get that there's a bunch of things that we have to do today that seem really scary. But I'm pretty sure we're going to be okay. Like if something was going to take us down, it would have happened by now. And so, yeah, we might not do it perfectly, but we're going to be okay. And if it does cause a problem, we'll figure it out just like we've always done. Right? And I use we, right? And what that does, it begins to decrease the amount of stress that I feel. And I begin to feel a certain easing, because what we tend to do as badass entrepreneurs is that part of ourself we abuse. Shut up. You know, I can do it. I'm going to push through it. Right. And so I don't know if you have kids, but if you do, and if your kid is hungry and wants a sandwich and you say, shut up, the kid doesn't get quieter. The kid gets louder, right? As opposed to make the kid a sandwich, right? That's how you do it. You give that part of you what it wants. It wants the reassurance. And believe me, this is not something that I came into the world. I was drag kicking and screaming to this, right? I wanted to just nail it hard and do it the hard way, right? And not think about all these things. But what I found is that being kind to myself is the cure. Now, what we tend to think is I got to be tough, right? I got to tell myself, you know, work hard and don't back down. And that works for a short period of time, but on the long timeline, it's exhausting. If you think of it this way, if you wanted to run a marathon, you said, okay, I'm going to take this stick. I'm going to beat myself with the stick until I cross the finish line. That could definitely get you to cross the finish line, but it's not going to encourage you to run another marathon, is it? Right? Because when you think of marathons, you're going to think, well, they're painful. Why would I do that? So the short term beating yourself up does not work on the long timeline. If it did, for me, it would have worked by now.
So extending that kindness to yourself and kind of accepting that that fear exists. And you said, I think, how did you put it?
It's valid.
And it's
like
valid.
Anything that you're afraid of right now, Taylor, it's valid, right? None of your fears are stupid. None of your fears are irrational. They're 100% valid. Look, most of our fears are this. We draw a picture of a monster on a piece of paper. We tape it outside of our window. And then we look out of the window and we go, oh my God, a monster, right? We invent the fear. We reinforce the fear. And then we legitimize the fear. Now, none of those are irrational. If there was a monster outside, we should react to it. But then we remember, oh yeah, I invented that monster. I invented those thoughts. I invented those feelings, right? Of course, if there was a real monster outside, that's the way I should react. That's not crazy. But then I remember I created that. I created that fear. Look, but I think I'm doing okay on this podcast, right? Like I'm not sucking, right? I was afraid before I got on this. What if I show up stupid? What if I don't say the right things? And while I'm talking, I'm wondering, ooh, what's the next thing I'm going to talk about? What if it's not any good? Right? Those things never go away. Right? So don't wait till you feel ready, because you'll never feel ready. Don't wait till you have enough money, because you'll never have enough money. Don't wait till it feels right. It's the time is right. The timing is perfect. Next year, next month, next quarter. It's now. All we have is right frickin' now. Take action. Understand it's not going to be comfortable. But what you do is you learn. You will learn. In every failure, in every success, there's a learning. There's a ton more learning experiences in failure than there ever is in success. If there is not something on your calendar right now that scares the crap out of you, you are wasting your life.
I love that. I'm going to have to write that on my wall. I'm sure I have a few things on the calendar that scare me if I really think about it.
Good.
Tracking your rental property business no longer needs to be a hassle. Stessa, a new financial technology company, helps real estate investors just like you take their real estate rental portfolio to the next level by automating the financials of their rental property portfolio. You can get started with just $20 a month to take your rental business to the next level by tracking your properties, automatically collecting rent, tracking your expenses, and so much more. Using technology can take so much of the hassle out of owning a rental property portfolio. So check out Stessa today by using our link in the description, and you can get started for free or upgrade to their pro package for just $20 a month. This type of software can save you a ton of time. Go check out Stessa today by using our link in the show notes. Now, back to the show. All right, Dan, I've got three questions I ask every guest on the show. Are you ready?
I'm born ready, man.
Great. First one, what's your number one book recommendation?
Okay, so full disclosure, you had asked me these prior to this started, right? So I wrote down an answer. And why did I write down an answer? I wrote it down so I could get it right. Right. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to knee-jerk to what I think the answer is. And this is infinitely self-serving, but it's my own book. I wrote a book called Jumping the Gap, Kill Your Story and Take Action. And the reason I read that book once a month, and it's amazing because every time I read it, it's like, did I change this book? And so this book is all about the stories that we tell ourselves. And the stories that we tell ourselves are the things that stop us. Like, I don't feel ready yet. I got to make sure this is right. Right. I can't afford. These are stories. Now they don't sound like stories. They sound legitimate. So is it okay if I give this book to your audience? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. To get the book, just text the word GAP, G-A-P, to this number, 213-409-8366. 213-409-8366. Text the word GAP. There's nothing like, okay, you can get the book and then buy something. There's not. It's free. There's nothing in this. This is not something where you have to set up a call with me. Just text the word GAP, G-A-P, to 213-409-8366 and download my book, Jumping the Gap, Kill Your Story and Take Action. I love it. You will discover the stories that you tell yourself that are stopping yourself.
Question number two, who or what inspires you?
This, doing this right now, the opportunity to help other people in the things that they struggle with. Gandhi said, if everybody knew the joy of service, they would never stop. And I do my very best to stay in service, not because I'm such a great guy, but because it inspires me to keep moving forward. There is something in our humanity where we are driven to be in community with each other. And when we are in the highest level of being in community with each other is helping someone else with what they are struggling with. It's what we all, it's why I teach sales training. I teach sales training because in sales, when it's done right, authentically, and without being a douchebag, you are in service to someone else. So it is service that is what I love.
Nice. Question number three, think about Dan at 80 years old. If you could take time right now and speak with 80-year-old Dan, what would he tell you? What would he have to say to you?
So what you're asking is 80-year-old Dan has come back in time and he's telling me something.
Yep. You can talk to him.
Okay.
What does he have to say?
Take more risks. Do more things that you don't want to do. I think that's what I would say to myself, because that's certainly what I would say to my younger self. Do the things that are uncomfortable. Do the things that seem like a bad idea. Right? You'll know. See, you know, good ideas and bad ideas show up in the same box, in the same looking box, right? And you don't know which one it is until you open the box, right? But the bad idea box is always going to teach you a lot more than the good idea box.
Nice. Well, Dan, thank you for joining us today and sharing this knowledge and wisdom. If folks want to reach out, get in touch, or track you down, where can they find you?
So the best way would be to text the word help to that same number, 213-409-8366. Text the word help, H-E-L-P, 213-409-8366. Same thing that you text the word gap to. Book a call with me. And here's the thing. It's a 15-minute call. And I guarantee you at the end of that call, you will not be a client, because I will not ask you to be a client. This is not about selling you. This is about helping you. So if you have the courage, after hearing all of these things, if you have the courage to talk with me directly, that's how to do it. You can also go onto my website, Dan Gordon Enterprise, one enterprise like Star Trek, enterprise.com, or just go to LinkedIn, Coach Dan Gordon. Awesome. I'm everywhere.
Great. Well, thank you once again for joining us today. To everybody out there, thank you for tuning in. If you're enjoying the show, please take a moment and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and catch us here every weekday. Right now, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you on the next one.